You're listening to SBS News.
Labor is arguing that pathology services are at breaking point and more incentives are needed to maintain bulk billing of pathology under Medicare. Labor's pathology announcement was made in the marginal Liberal-held seat of Boothby in Adelaide, and the South Australian State Manager for lobby group Australian Pathology, Eric Swain, welcomed the commitment.
This announcement for cancer sufferers and older Australians is welcome to protect those that are most vulnerable. This investment of $200 million into bulk billing will protect the older Australians and those suffering from various cancers. It will enable no out-of-pocket costs for the diagnosis and testing required for cancer treatment. Thank you, Mr. Shorten.
Australian Pathology represents private pathology providers, including Sonic Healthcare, which has given generous donations to Labor and to the Coalition. Bill Shorten and Labor's health spokeswoman, Catherine King, were asked by reporters whether the commitment will only benefit private pathology providers, citing figures which show that 99% of out-of-hospital pathology services are already bulk billed. The Medicare rebate for pathology has been frozen since 2003, and both the major parties have offered incentive payments to maintain bulk billing. Ms. King claims pathology rates are high now because of Labor's efforts, but at the same time she argues pathology services are at breaking point.
The bulk billing incentives that Labor introduced are working, and this is a government that tried to get rid of them, tried to cut them. If you remember the 2016 election campaign, 600,000 people signed a petition against Turnbull's cuts to pathology. We stopped them. We stopped them doing that, and that's why it remains high today and why only Labor can make sure it will stay high.
If it remains high today, how can you say that it's at breaking point?
Again, listen to the pathologists.
Scott Morrison says Labor is being misleading and says the official figures show the overwhelming majority of out-of-hospital pathology tests are bulk billed now.
99% of them are actually covered by Medicare. But he wants to suggest to people that there are services not available that are actually there. Now, I know there's out-of-pocket expenses that are involved in cancer treatment. No one ever said there wasn't. But I think to suggest to people that are suffering with cancer, that somehow there aren't cost-free services available in public hospitals, or that these are other tests that are referred by your doctor and not covered by Medicare, I think that's very misleading. And, you know, in its worst case, it's actually quite cruel.
Bill Shorten says it will be interesting to see what Scott Morrison does about the Liberal candidate in the Victorian seat of Chisholm, who's accused of homophobia. Last night, the ABC published a 2016 recording of the Liberal candidate Gladys Liu appearing to describe LGBTIQ plus issues as ridiculous rubbish after she claimed on Sunday that the stories were fake news and not representative of her own views. Ms. Liu told a forum on Sunday that she was merely expressing the views of the community and not her personal views. She cancelled an interview with Sky News Today following the release of the recording. Bill Shorten says Scott Morrison faces a test over the issue.
Well, I think it'll be very interesting to see how Mr. Morrison handles this rogue candidate in Chisholm. It'll be very interesting indeed to see how he handles it, because he needs to make up his mind on a couple of questions. One, whether he wants as a candidate for the Liberal Party someone who said such hurtful things about her fellow Australians. And two, whether he wants as a candidate for the Liberal Party someone who stood in front of the media and said it didn't happen when clearly it did. This will be up a test for him to see how he handles it in coming days.
Scott Morrison is standing by the candidate, accepting her explanation. The Prime Minister spent the day campaigning in the government's most marginal seat of Corangamite in Victoria with Liberal member Sarah Henderson. A redistribution has made the seat notionally Labor, so the Liberals hold it by an extremely narrow margin. The pair focused on the Labor Party's proposal to scrap refundable franking credits on shares, which Mr. Morrison calls a tax on retirees. Bill Shorten in Adelaide had said that he had no plans to increase taxes on superannuation, which Scott Morrison immediately seized upon.
I have no idea what Bill Shorten was talking about today when he says he won't be putting increased taxes on superannuation. That's his policy. there's $34 billion worth of increased taxes on superannuation in his own policy.
Mr. Morrison pledged his side of politics will give retirees a better deal when it comes to superannuation, with no higher taxes or new taxes on super. Greg Dyett, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.